Hey, what's up everybody? It's my favorite time of the month. Why you ask? Because it's time for another chili quiz. This time it's very special because it's something very close to my heart and their hearts. My name is Kaushal and with me I have Vishal, who's an Arsenal fan. How many years have you been an Arsenal fan?
Pretty much all my life. I think I started supporting the club at 2004. So it's been a dry spell as of now, but yeah. Going with the flow.
Like he said, pretty much all his life. He's a 12-year-old overgrown baby is what he's saying. And now I have Sankalp with me, who's a United fan. Sankalp, how long have you been a United fan?
Around 12, 13 years.
Yeah, he bought the freaking jacket, by the way.
Around 12, 13 years. So we have with us two very passionate fans. So the game is tomorrow. It's at Old Trafford. It's one of the biggest games under Jose Mourinho yet. And speaking about this season, who do I start with? Sankalp, how has it gone for United?
It's been a very mixed season. Not happy with the results. Like, the performances have been very sporadic. We play one game well, then again one game bad, then again one game well. It's been very bad. Like,
Sankalp, a United fan, says it's been very bad. Sankalp, has it been worse than the Van Gaal era?
No, I don't think so. Not worse than the Van Gaal era, because we have better players than we had in the Van Gaal era. So, yeah, maybe that's one reason. Yeah.
Interesting.
And free agents, though.
And I should tell all the fans out there, you know which position Arsenal is in right now? They're in fourth place. What a surprise.
Yeah, that's our spot, dude. That we own that. Yeah, we own that shit.
So, Vishal, can you please control your emotions?
Yes.
I'd request the audience very mature and...
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, so how has your season been? Can you tell us in words that everyone will understand?
So, yeah, our season's pretty much been pretty good as of now. We started in the first game where we lost 4-3. But we invested very well, unlike the Manchester United player over there. So we bought like good players, Granit Xhaka and you know Mustafi have done really well for the club. And as of now we're fourth, but we are pretty much level on points with the second and third guys. And I think with the win tomorrow, I think we'll go up the table.
So shots have been fired already.
Already.
Can you chill? And so this is going to be very interesting. So here again, we're here for the chili quiz. The process is same as always. I'm going to ask them both United versus Arsenal questions. And if they get it wrong, well, you're going to have to eat a chili. What's interesting is you can also catch the audio of this on Audio Boom. It's going to be our second ever podcast and we're soon going to be on iTunes. So iTunes, Audio Boom, lots of exciting things happening. Chili quiz. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the Arsenal fan first. So take your pick.
Come on, Patrick Vieira. Okay, it's 12.
It's number 12. Let's see what he gets. Number 12.
Olivier Giroud, 12.
Okay. Vishal, Arsenal fan.
Right.
How many years after the Premier League started did Arsenal score a goal at Old Trafford? So I'm going to repeat the question. The Premier League started in 92.
Okay.
How many years after the Premier League start did Arsenal score at Old Trafford?
I think four. Lucky number.
Four lucky number. Oh, well, how about you take your lucky chili, Vishal? Because you've gotten that wrong. I mean, I like the confidence, but it's wrong. So the answer, Sankalp, you want to guess?
I guess maybe 3 years?
No, it in fact took them 6 long years to score a goal at Old Trafford.
Yeah, expected from them.
It was in 1998 where Mark Overmars scored a goal.
He did. That was a beautiful goal.
Yes, he doesn't remember.
6 years.
He was in his diaper. So, Vishal, I'm going to start you off with a little nice chili out there. So, good luck.
This is the Ronaldinho no-look pie.
Oh, I love the spirit. That was awesome, Vishal. So now we move on to Sankalp. Sankalp.
Yeah. 11, I hope. No. 5.
He gets number 5.
That's your position at the table in the end, by the way. Europa League.
I'm asking Vishal to chill, or else I'm going to give him 2 chilies for every wrong answer.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the question to Sankalp is... which player came to London along with his mother to meet Arsene Wenger before signing with Manchester United?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Do you think that's the correct answer, Vishal?
I think so, yeah.
It is the correct answer. So Cristiano Ronaldo...
This is completely rigged, by the way. No. I just want to say this. Just like every season Arsenal is facing, this is completely rigged.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump, it's rigged.
It's like a typical Arsenal fan here crying about everything.
The Arsenal fan is crying. I think the problem is with you. You know, you could have picked that shit as well. It's all very fair. We're very fair people. So let me repeat the question. Which player came to London to meet Arsene Wenger with his mother before signing for United? What did Arsene Wenger think? He just let Ronaldo go.
Yeah.
played for United 6 seasons, great seasons.
That's what Arsene Wenger does, no? That's his thing.
Like, that's his thing. Zlatan to Madrid, audition with Arsenal. But anyway, back to Vishal.
Oh, come on, again, okay. Come on, Ramsey. Stu, Diaby, dude.
I mean, I would have repeated the number to you guys, but he's just so loud. I love the spirit. Let's see if he gets this right or wrong. And it's a great question, by the way, for an Arsenal fan. In 2001, United beat Arsenal 6-1. On that famous occasion, a player scored a hat-trick. Tell us the player who scored a hat-trick when United beat Arsenal 6-1.
6-1, okay. Wayne Rooney?
Does this guy know any football whatsoever?
Who cares about Manchester United, dude? They're not in football anyways.
Vishal, I'm really asking you to chill now.
Okay.
In 2001, Wayne Rooney was probably in his diapers, overgrown Shrek,
yeah,
maybe.
He was not even in United that time.
Okay, maybe it's ruled by this one, right?
Can I take a second?
No, and the second guess is wrong as well. Sankar, I'll pass it on to you. You want to guess 2001? Remember that United era as
Paul Scholes?
It wasn't Paul Scholes. Dwight York, prolific goal scorer, scored a famous hat-trick. The other goal scorers were David Beckham, Teddy Sheringham, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. United beat Arsenal 6-1. They went on to better that with an 8-2, but that's a different story. So, Vishal, since you got that so badly wrong, I'll suggest a little fatty for you here. So, Vishal's eaten 2 chilies.
What's up?
Vishal?
Easy, dude.
Vishal
is throwing the perfect goal for Arsenal. Is that easy?
Vishal's eaten 2 chilies and Sankal's eaten 0. Over to Sankal.
Yeah.
Oh, please eat one, bro.
13.
Oh, wow. 13. Tricky number.
Shit, I'm gonna go.
Okay. I think he's gonna get this wrong. So, Sankal, you can already start looking at the chilies. Who was the last player to score an own goal in this fixture? Last player to score an own goal in a United versus Arsenal game.
Last player to score a home goal in the United.
Interesting. Vishal, you wanna start looking for
Chile? No more. I'll get all the answers right from now.
Not for Sankal.
Okay, cool.
Was it Kieran Gibbs?
It wasn't Kieran Gibbs.
Thank you, bro. Hey, grab it.
One sec. It wasn't Kieran Gibbs. The question I'll repeat again so that Vishal can try. Who was the last player to score an own goal in this fixture?
Wait a minute. I think it's
someone from Arsenal only.
It was a United player.
Yeah, it was, I think, Smalling.
It wasn't Smalling, but it was a defender. It was Tyler Blackett.
The match when Valdez came on.
Yeah.
Oh.
United.
One of Van Gaal's gems.
United drew the game 1-1. Tyler Blackett. Sankar, he's already picked his chelsea.
Yeah,
and fair enough, it doesn't look like a too bad one to start.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. God. Back to Vishal. Vishal's eaten 2 chilies in 2 questions. Oh, what do you
expect? US Cups coming up.
One more? Okay.
Ooh. Number 4, dude. I turn a spot.
Why are you screaming, Vishal? Can you please chill? You don't have to scream.
Okay.
Number 4, Fabregas, Chelsea legend.
Yeah, Chelsea
of course.
Legend.
All Van Persie, another legend of Arsenal.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 4. Hmm. Okay, this one's a really easy question. And if you don't get this right, I'm going to make you eat 2 chilies. Okay, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Who has scored the most number of goals in this fixture?
Thierry Henry!
He just goes with Thierry Henry. But it's not Thierry Henry.
If I try, then he'll have
you. Thierry, I'm going to repeat the question. Who has scored the most number of goals in this fixture? Sankar, you want to guess?
Yeah, Wayne Rooney, 14.
It is Wayne Rooney. Not with 14, he scored 9 in the league.
Okay,
he scored.
In the league.
So the answer is Wayne Rooney.
Oh,
and
come
Vishal,
on, dude. Go again, dude.
Vishal, I think I'm going to give you, since you're eating, another neutral.
A small one. Please, come on.
Okay, a small one.
Smaller or
hotter?
Yeah,
this one.
Right,
I'll pick one.
No.
A small trophy for
the audience.
It's like Arsenal's trophy cabinet, bro.
The audience can't see that, so go with this, Vishal.
Oh, now I have to look at this.
Vishal's had a hat-trick of chilies, something Arsenal players are not used to. Back to Sankar.
You ask the questions, bro. Don't take sides.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, George Best, Antonio Valencia, Michael Owen, Angel Di Maria, all United. Going down now, by the way. Memphis Depay.
Where is he? I seriously know for
just
the life of me.
Kick, bro.
Where is Memphis Depay?
Just scored a free kick for Dutch.
Okay, maybe he's in the Netherlands. Okay.
Ooh, this is a very interesting question. So you guys remember like how they're fighting right now? There was a very infamous tunnel fight.
Yeah.
Between Roy Keane and Patrick Vieira. All kinds of scenes. Beautiful. That's what this fixture is all about. So Roy Keane, he got into a fight because he is defending a player of the United squad.
Yes.
I think he already knows the answer. Started to worry me. Which player was he?
Wayne Rooney.
2004. Oh my God. even Sankar Pistol. So
what was this Wayne Rooney?
He was defending Gary Neville.
Legends, at least. I mean, the United legends.
Patrick Vieira was
One second.
No, let me pick now. Patrick Vieira was having a go at Gary Neville, speaking how Robert Perez is going to just get by him. And Roy Keane wasn't happy, so he went to him to protect his brother.
Yeah.
So he put him Gary Neville. Second one should be a slightly like curvy and a tricky one. Why not? Okay.
This is the scoreline, by the way. How many ever chilies I eat? We're going to score so many goals, so it's all okay.
Fourth question for Vishal.
Please get one right.
I think he has to get one right. He claims to be a big Arsenal fan, but...
Yeah.
One right, okay. Number three.
Kevin
Gibbs.
Okay, I don't know why he's getting these questions. Last time he got a question about 6-1. This time he gets a question about...
8-2.
Of course it's about 8-2.
Yeah.
So in the 8-2 defeat for Arsenal,
okay,
which Arsenal player was sent off? Arsenal fan sitting here... In front of
Do you think I was actually watching that game live?
In front of the lights, Vishal. Just
okay.
The number of chilies in front of you. You have to get this right, man. How can you... The number of Arsenal fans watching this video. If they think that you're such a fake Arsenal fan, how will you show yourself?
It's fake already. Okay, maybe...
Maybe it's wrong. Anyway.
I am not completely sure of the answer. But I think it is... Fabregas? No?
It's not...
Number...
Sankalp, I'll let you have a go at this.
Yeah, Carl Jenkinson.
Carl Jenkinson.
Jenkinson! I knew that!
Okay, so since...
Oh, please, a smaller one now.
Yeah, this is 4-4, so we have to have some pity or else he's going to have to go to the hospital.
I'm going to cry, dude. I have to cry tomorrow as well, so...
The hospital down the road, so not too bad, no?
Alright.
I think he was taking the chilies with too much spirit earlier. You can take small bites.
No.
Okay, hope you guys are enjoying this. Over to Sankalp.
Sankalp is gone.
Sankalp! Anyway.
Number 8.
Okay. This is another question. So Arsenal, they had a season, they were invincibles. Did you enjoy
it? We are the invincibles.
They still are the invincibles. But
we were,
the team to end the run was Manchester United.
See, again he's picking sides. This is not fair.
I'm stating facts.
Okay.
But United won that game 2-0.
Yeah.
Who were the goal scorers on that game?
Rooney and Easterlund.
Rooney and Westenroy, very well done. Top answer. And this is what you have to do for a chili quiz.
This is more rigged than your American elections, by the way.
This
is such easy questions. Okay, cool.
When you're faced with so many chilies, you have to do your research. And I saw him doing a little research.
I don't do the research, dude.
So, Vishal, fifth question, your last question.
Okay, one more chili coming up.
Come on, let's see you get one right for the fans out there. Man, think about the fans.
My fans, okay, not the fans, not the fans. Cool. Number 9.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Okay.
He's injured.
Okay, so this is a very famous quote.
This
is a very famous quote that I'm going to tell the audience and you. And you have to tell which player said this.
Okay.
The last thing I want for United is to be happy finishing fourth and winning the FA Cup. What Arsenal do every year. I'm going to repeat the quote.
The golden words.
The last thing I want for United is to be happy finishing fourth and winning the FA Cup. That's what Arsenal do every year.
I think it's postcodes.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not a United fan, but I have to rejoice this one, at the least. Thank you.
I think when you read the comments later, the audience will be with you. You felt a lot of pain. Can you tell us after that round, how do you feel? You've eaten 4 out of 5 chilies.
It's like the feeling that you get every year. Once we finish 2nd or 4th, this is the feeling that I'm going through. And I'm pretty sure this year, we're not going to go through the season again. Because we can end up champions.
And it's really funny that the Arsenal fan ate 4 chilies. I mean, I don't know how these things happen, but well, what is it? Over to Sankalp for his last question.
Okay. 6.
Number 6. Okay. This actually, now a shout out to Anirudh Menon, who's one of our writers, and I was hoping I got to read this because I have 13 questions actually, but we're only going to do 10.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you.
The question is which current manager scored the winner when the teams first met in the Premier League? So it's a slightly tricky question, but if you think about managers,
yeah.
You might have a clue. The question is, which current manager scored the winner?
Current manager is in the Premier League.
In the Premier League. Scored the winner when they first met in the Premier League. The player might had to play for either United or Arsenal,
yeah.
And now he's a manager.
Right.
So the all of you can also just comment in with your answers. We later see how fast you guys got there. And so I think Vishal, he's under a bit of pressure.
A big one.
Let him think. Just give him 10 seconds to think.
Right.
Could it be Steve Bruce?
No, he's not.
Player manager, maybe.
No, not a player manager.
You gotta now you have to, I mean, sorry, the audience,
yeah.
Impatient.
Yeah, okay.
Just like
if you had to guess? I mean, just
random guess.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a chili anyway if you're giving up.
Okay.
But I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
United legend. He has also been the manager for Manchester City.
Okay. Phil Hughes.
No,
This is
a legendary cricketer, but that's a story for another day. To end, Vishal, so we'll give him a small one.
What?
A normal one. This one?
That's good.
That's okay, fine. This one. So, for the first time making its debut on Sports Leader's Chili Quiz, for these two very special contenders.
Yes.
We have a bonus round.
Oh, come on.
We have a bonus round.
Okay.
So what the bonus round is about is I'm going to ask the Arsenal fan a question from Manchester United's past. And I'm going to ask the United fan a question from Arsenal's past.
Our glorious past.
If he gets it right, he has to eat a chili. And if he gets it right, you have to eat. If you get it wrong, don't worry, you don't have to eat, but... If you get it right, he has to eat one.
Good enough.
Okay, Sankar, very simple question. How many Premier League titles have Arsenal won?
Four.
It's not four. Vishal?
Three.
It's three. And if you got that wrong, I was going to spank you in the behind. It's three and... did he get that right or wrong?
He got it wrong, obviously.
He got it wrong, so Vishal survives for now.
Oh, yes.
Vishal, listen, you can equalize the game. It's like the last minute of the game.
We're already winning. We have four chilies, so...
I don't think eating more chilies is winning, but... Whatever, man. You can equalize. Okay. Question.
Hmm?
Who was the top goal scorer
for
Manchester United last season?
Top goal scorer for United.
Remember, if you get this right.
Right.
Sankar has to pay. He just ate one. And look at his face.
I think it's Wayne Rooney for sure.
I knew he was going to go with Wayne Rooney. That's why I put the question in. It's not Wayne Rooney. It's
Anthony Martial.
So well, the bonus round made his debut, and while these guys didn't get it right, I think it was interesting. What do you think about the bonus round?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean, I should have gotten it, but yeah.
So Sankar wins this quiz because he ate less chilies.
Like United gonna win tomorrow.
Okay, final thoughts, guys. Predictions for tomorrow's game and your experience of the chili quiz.
The chili quiz was the dunk.
For me, I mean, yeah, but once I got used to the second one, I think it was pretty good.
It'll all wash off tomorrow when we win either 2-0 or 5-0.
Okay, so the prediction
5-0?
Is...
5-0?
Either 2-0 or 5-0,
that's my predictions.
Yeah.
I think once, if we set the first 20 minutes right, I think we'll win it 1-0, or we'll draw it 1-0.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a problem, but yeah, I think once that's done, I think we should be fine.
I'm just going to leave you guys with two pieces of information. This very video is going to be on Audio Boom, and subscribe to the Sportskeeda channel on Audio Boom. I know, and where you hear all the audio from all our videos. And also at Hard Rock Cafe in Bangalore, we have footy nights, and it's going to be really exciting because there's going to be a number of United fans and Arsenal fans, and Footy Culture is organizing the event.
Right.
I was there last week for the North London Derby, and
right.
It was so much excitement,
sure.
And it was absolutely terrific. So I'm going to leave you guys. Remember, Sportskeeda on Audio Boom, Sportskeeda on iTunes, and see you guys.
Take care. Come on.
Bye, guys.
Yep.
Whoa.